The next day, Beleg set out, and Turin went with him a bowshot from the camp, but said nothing. "Is it farewell, then, son of Hurin?" said Beleg. "If you wish indeed to keep your word and stay beside me," answered Turin, "then look for me on Amon Rudh." Thus he spoke, being fey and unwitting of what lay before him. "Else this is our last farewell." "Maybe that is best," said Beleg, and went his way. It is said that Beleg went back to Menegroth, and came before Thingol and Melian, and told them of all that had happened, save only his evil handling by Turin's companions. Then Thingol sighed, and he said, "I took up the fathering of the son of Hurin, and that cannot be laid down for love or hate, unless Hurin the Valiant himself should return. What more would he have me do?" But Melian said, "A gift you shall now have of me, Cuthalion, for your help and your honour, for I have none worthier to give." And she gave him a store of lembas, the waybread of the elves, wrapped in leaves of silver, and the threads that bound it were sealed at the knots with the seal of the queen, a wafer of white wax shaped as a single flower of Telperion. For according to the customs of the Eldalier, the keeping and the giving of this food belonged to the queen alone. "This waybread, Beleg," she said, "shall be your help in the wild and the winter, and the help also of those whom you choose. For I commit this now to you, to apportion as you will, in my stead." In nothing did Melian show greater favour to Turin than in this gift, for the Eldar had never before allowed men to use this waybread, and seldom did so again. Then Beleg departed from Menegroth, and went back to the north marches, where he had his lodges and many friends. But when winter came and war was stilled, suddenly his companions missed Beleg, and he returned to them no more.